Greetings, my friends, and welcome to the Paula Gordon Show, conversations with people at the leading edge. I'm Paula. Most of us don't pay much attention to what makes us who we are. Not so for our guest, Leonard Schlein. He's deeply intrigued with the human animal. He wants to know why we are as we are and shares his fascination about our deep past in Sex, Time, and Power, How Women's Sexuality Shaped Human Evolution. Dr. Schlein takes the long view of humanity. He reminds us that it's deeply rooted in nature and is forever changing. We just can't predict how.
If you made a chart of 2.5 million years, it would be a flat horizontal curve and then suddenly turn into this logarithmically rising vertical curve. I think that humans are going to do a metamorphosis, much like caterpillars to butterflies, but we're not going to change physically. We're going to change spiritually and transcendentally in a manner that will change us as a species.
Leonard Schlein is a writer keenly interested in biological and cultural evolution. In addition to Sex, Time, and Power, he's also author of The Alphabet Versus the Goddess and Art and Physics, Parallel Visions. Dr. Schlein is also a surgeon. He's the chief of laparoscopic surgery at California Medical Center in San Francisco. Bill Russell and I share Dr. Schlein's curiosity about humanity and find his ideas intriguing and provocative. So it was with pleasure that we invited him back, confident that we would have a great deal about which to talk. Leonard Schlein, I have a deep appreciation for the power of stories for the human animal, and increasingly an appreciation for how hard it is for us to change our stories. And we've had more than 150 years when the cultural soup included ideas of evolution that Darwin eventually articulated. It's hard for us to get to a new set of stories, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. I started out as a young man. I read Freud and was knocked out by an alternative way to explain the world other than the standard religious one. And I thought that was the answer. And then as I've grown older, I've sort of switched into more of becoming a sociobiologist and believing that a lot of our nature is determined to a large extent by the shaping forces of evolution, the environment that we live in. And this came about largely because for 35 years I've been a surgeon and I've navigated the interior of the human body, and I am nearly in constant awe at how well everything fits together and everything works in such harmony that when it comes to examining the reproductive life cycles of humans, the question arises, we do it so differently than the other 3 million sexually reproducing species. What was the benefit to us as to deviate from what worked so well for so long, from wasps to tigers to elks, you know? So that's one of the motivations for writing this book.
Time and again in the book of which you speak is Sex, Time, and Power. Time and again you say, and Homo sapiens and Gyna sapiens are the only ones who do this.
Right.
You say that over and over and over again. First you need to explain this Gyna.
Well, the scientists that named our species were to a large extent men, and they named us Homo sapiens sapiens, which really means the doubly wise man. But in Sex, Time, and Power, I put a thesis that basically the Genesis story was right, that it was Eve who first gained ego consciousness and then taught it to Adam. So I felt that the changes that the human female had to undergo in order to acquire this knowledge were so dramatic that it probably would have been more appropriate for the classifying scientists to call us gynosapiens rather than Homo sapiens. I sort of say that with tongue in cheek, I use the term gynosapiens in the book to distinguish women from men because of these extraordinary features that the human female has had compared to the females of all other species.
This is Leonard Schlein. Bill Russell, you can pick up and we can go zooming into all of those places in just a moment when we return with the Paula Gordon Show. We trust you will be with us. Sex, Time, and Power. Gosh, is there anything left? Leonard Schlein, Paula Gordon, Bill Russell will be with us when we return.